From Grand Rapids to Flint to Mackinac City, this is the Michigan Talk Network.
Speaking of Beto, and why not? Because there are other things to concern yourself with as you dig deeper into the things that he's done and said. He spent a good part of the weekend, if you didn't realize this, apologizing for making a comment, a joke about his marriage, and that his wife is a primary parent to their kids. He says she parents sometimes with my help. Apparently that didn't go over big. He used the line several times. It got laughs, but it also drew criticism from some saying it was insensitive by the challenges faced by single parents, households. Okay. Everybody's offended. O'Rourke said the criticism of his ham-handed attempt to highlight his wife's work in the marriage was right on. Well, here's what he said. Not only will I not say that again, but I'll be more thoughtful going forward in the way that I talk about our marriage and also the way in which I acknowledge the truth of the criticism that I have enjoyed white privilege. Oh, good God. The self-loathing is just, wow. I hope that I have, in some instances, part of the problem, I can also be part of the solution. Wow. One article he wrote as a teen mused about how the world would work without money after changing the system, including the government. O'Rourke foresaw the end of starvation and class distinctions in one of his writings. Quote, because it's so much fun, to achieve a moneyless society, to have a society where money is heavily de-emphasized, a lot of things would have to change, including the government as we know it. Yeah, Beto O'Rourke, the latest in this long line of socialists that want to be president of the United States. America will never be a socialist nation, not if I have anything to say about it. We're going to fight back and fight hard and continue on. And so are my next guests. They're going to be on the Chit Chat Live Tour coming to Grand Rapids on the 13th of April, 2019. They are Diamond and Silk. Ladies, welcome back.
Oh, welcome. Thank you for having us.
Well, let's.
I said welcome as if you were coming on to something. I just like the way you just introduced us. That's what I like.
I greatly appreciate that. Great to have you guys back. You guys have been a sensation since 2016. You go all over the Chit Chat Tour, a chance for people to meet you live and in person at the JW Marriott in Grand Rapids. So that's kind of cool. But let's just ask you a couple of things. Beto, what's his name? Robert?
Beto.
Beto. I'm confused by it all,
Robert
ladies.
Robert Francis. Uh-huh.
But he flails around a lot, doesn't he? He's a gesticulating individual. What do you think of this guy?
Well, see, first of all, he's trying to be a Barack Hussein Obama wannabe. That's the number one thing that we could tell, like, right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because he thinks that just because he sat down and he talked to Oprah, that means he's going to win something. Now, remember, he ran in the Senate against he ran up against Ted Cruz in Texas, right?
Uh-huh.
And he did not win. He has to understand almost does not count.
That's right.
So he's not going to be able to win a general election. I want people to see a liar. When you see a liar, when you know one, when you see one, believe one. This man is clearly a liar.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, his name is not Beto. He's running around here acting like he's Hispanic. He's an elitist. He is an elite. He's going to be working for elitists and not for the average American person.
That's right.
Why he's moseying up with the Oprah Winfreys and all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Oprah Winfrey may have convinced everybody to vote for Barack Hussein Obama,
mm-hmm.
but she will never convince us to vote for no Beto.
No, she won't.
Beto need to be Beto.
All right, got good news for you. He admits he never took LSD, so that should make you feel better about him, right?
Oh, Lord Jesus.
That's his big admission.
I don't like fake people.
Yeah.
And the mere fact that he's fake. No. He reminds me of another Elizabeth Warren. Why don't you want to be yourself? Why are you going by another name and not your name? You know, I look at all of that. And so people, who's pumping this much money into your campaign? You know, when he was in Texas, they pumped so much money into his campaign. He's still
mm-hmm.
up. Who's pumping this here? These are not just small donors. These are not just average Americans. These are the elitists because
right.
they want you to get up there and be like another Barack Obama. That's why you're welling your hands and acting all silly like that. He's not going to skateboard his way into the White House. He can forget about that.
Or poem his way
or say rhymes.
Sure.
No.
We're
going to vote for President Trump.
You got the three B's running at the top, I believe. Beto, Bernie, and Biden. I mean, that's it. Beto, Bernie, and Biden, they're at the lead of the pack, ladies. I mean, there it is. What about old Joe Biden? He says that we are the dregs of society, those of us that voted for Donald Trump, the dregs of society. We've gone from being deplorable to a couple of rungs lower, apparently.
Well, then he's a drag, too, because he worked up under the Obama administration. And when we look at what he did and what he did not do, mm-hmm. you know, first of all, Barack Hussein Obama, Biden, they all worked together. He wasn't worried about lowering the unemployment rate. Mm-hmm. He wasn't worried about that, especially for women. He wasn't worried about that. You know, these are the same people that speak for equality, yet they don't want people to have equality.
Right.
If you were concerned about people having equality, then why would you be okay with our borders being wide open where people can come in and live in poverty? Why would you be okay with that? Where people can get raped at the border? Why would you be okay with that? So Biden, he can go somewhere and sit down. He said, I remember him saying, back, it was some years ago, I think, when Obama was running again. They gonna have you all in chains. You right, Biden. If we vote for you, you gonna have us all back in chains.
That's right.
You got a Diamond and Silk, the Chit Chat Live Tour, coming to Grand Rapids April the 13th, 2019, at the JW Marriott Grand Rapids. All right. I'll give you one more name. We got about 40 seconds. Do your best to keep it to 40 seconds. AOC, what do you make of this young lady?
You talk about that Green New Deal, which is a raw deal, no deal for Americans. It's a Green New Scam is what I call it.
That's right.
AOC, listen, she can go somewhere and sit down, too. She's oblivious. She's silly. And she don't know the three branches of government. I think she thinks it's a tree leaf, a trunk, and the leaves on the tree. So just ignore her.
That's right. And don't forget, when you go to Chit Chat Tour, go to chitchattour.com.
Chitchattour.com, Diamond and Silk. They're coming to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We've got good seats. We've got VIP admissions. You can get your photo taken with these ladies. You guys are incredible. You've done an amazing job since 2016. Love having you here. Real quickly, give me the last word. You got about 12 seconds.
Listen, make sure I want to see your face in a place. Go to chitchattour.com to get your tickets. That's chitchattour.com to get your tickets. We're going to have a lot of fun.
There they are, Diamond and Silk. Ladies, thank you as always.
Thank you for having us.
It's the Steve Gruber Show. Just having a good time on a Monday. We'll be right back.